From the Chemical Coast to the Panhandle Wind Farms and the sawmills of the East to the international bridges of the West, if it matters to Texas, it's on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, well, advocating for and supporting homosexuality was at the center of a lot of Democrat primaries in the state. I mean, it's really the center of the Texas Democratic Party, and that's going to continue on into some runoffs. We've got much more follow-up on Tuesday's primaries. The governor already jumping in with another endorsement today in a Republican runoff. We'll get to all of that. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with the drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. As I brought to you last week, before you saw it in much media, it appears that climate change-friendly Xcel Energy had a role in starting Texas' largest ever wildfire. What do you bet one wildfire puts out more pollution than a coal plant running for 200 years? Just guessing, my friends. We've got local sales tax numbers out and much more. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. Keep getting emails and notices from people. Listen, in Lubbock area, I listen to the AM mostly as well, 1420, and it was off for 2 days, and it keeps going down. You can always just tune to 98.7 FM. I know it doesn't reach as far out of Lubbock, and that's a big problem for a lot of you because I've heard from lots of you. And then the people at the station say, well, just tell them to listen to the app. They just don't get it, that a lot of you just don't do the app and streaming and all that. I got it. But if you can on your phone, just go to your browser there, and it's 987radio.com, and it'll go straight to the stream, and you can hear the show if you're in the Lubbock area. But all those links and everything are at our affiliates page at PrattOnTexas.com. The AM transmitter's been having some problems, and some components are going out. There's a transmitter on order. These things have to be tuned and everything for the exact signal and all that, so it'll take a little bit, but they know it, and they're working on it, and we'll have a new transmitter in soon there at Walk My Faith Radio in Lubbock. But remember, we're on 98.7 FM. You can always go to 987radio.com and just listen to the stream, okay? So thanks for letting me know, though. I mean, I appreciate it. Good to know that you're all out there listening. All right, my friends, there is so much in the stack. Couple of things. Lubbock County Republicans, the Consolidated Precinct, Republican Party Precinct Conventions are tonight, the 7th of March. That would be Thursday, the 7th of March. It'll be out at 6 p.m., starting at 6 p.m. at the La Quinta Inn and Suites Southwest. You'll divide up in your various precincts to have your precinct convention. Whoever's there gets to chair it. That's at 6401 62nd Street in Lubbock, the La Quinta Inn and Suites Lubbock Southwest. There are several La Quintas here, so be sure you know it's the one out in Southwest near Milwaukee on 62nd Street. And Taylor County Republicans are doing their big thing next week on the 14th of March at the Mesquite Event Center. So there you have it. Now, let's get to all these other things in the stack, my friends. Congratulations to Hardin-Simmons University. They received a $2 million endowment from an anonymous donor. Sort of how the Bible teaches us to do it. $2 million endowment to support and empower future generations of physician assistant students there at Hardin-Simmons. Athletic booster president arrested for misappropriating funds. This comes from Lake Worth. Former athletic club president was arrested yesterday for stealing from the organization that was there to support their student athletes. His name's Joey Wilcoxon, 41. He's been charged with felony theft for mishandling booster club money from 2021 through 2023. An audit set claims he withdrew more than $12,900. They say he put it then into his Pearl's Saloon account, a business he partially owns in Fort Worth. And he's in the clink now, I guess. WFAA reporting that. My friends, out of Houston, KHOU reports that Well, there was a story I didn't have time to bring you, but somebody went up in the middle of the night and shot a 12-year-old boy while he slept through the window, left the siblings alone. Well, we now have charges being offered or proffered up against a person. Harris County Sheriff says Terry Brian Rivera, 27, has been charged with capital murder. He's on the run. They're looking for him. The boy was in his bedroom with his two younger half-sisters, age 6 and 7. Somebody walked up to the bedroom window, fired shots. The boy was killed. The sisters were not hurt. They're saying this is an ex-boyfriend of the mother. Horrible. NASA engineer charged with sexually assaulting women he met online. Fox 26 says that aerospace engineer Eric Sims, now out of jail, is charged with sexually assaulting two women he met on a dating app. And the story makes a big deal about how he puts NASA engineer in there and it made women feel safe. And then he buttered them up and then they claim he did things. His attorney says he's been arrested without any notice. He's been falsely accused and he doesn't even know what he was accused of doing. And it could be true. You never know. Governor Abbott announces a new Walmart facility in Robinson. It'll expand their presence in Texas with a new milk processing factory. This is a facility, they call it. 400 new jobs and $350 million in capital investment there for Robinson, Texas. Homosexual student group at WT, West Texas, which is now West Texas A&M up in Canyon, has asked the Supreme Court for emergency relief so they can hold their campus drag queen show. That's right. Fox News covering it, and Fox News is very lefty, politically correct when it comes to all this, you know. They can't call it homosexuals or anything. An LGBTQ plus student group at WT asked the U.S. Supreme Court for emergency relief. Remember, this goes back to the president said, we're not doing these things on campus. And they claim this is censoring them and everything else, which, of course, is not true because the university can't keep them from putting it on. They can go rent a theater in town, do it, whatever they want to do. They've tried to get the court to step in, and they've appealed. It goes right now, Alito is handling these things. He can decide to put a stop to it till they can hear it or talk on it or talk to the colleagues or whatever, and I don't know what he's done on it, but it's really pretty silly. They want that show going on March 22nd. They got to have the drag queens at WT. I mean, my goodness, and how dare the president stand up for women's rights and say that this stuff is mockery and everything else, and can't have it. All right. Now, a lot of people have wanted to go back to paper ballots. I know there's been a lot of ballot security issues. I want to say a couple things about it. I don't have a problem with it in this sense if you're a smaller county. And Gillespie County did it. A lot of people said, oh, it's all going to be a mess. It wasn't a mess. They got it done. A good piece by Aaron Anderson and the Texas Scorecard took them till about 2 a.m. to count ballots. Gillespie County's not tiny. But if you read the story, and they're very proud of what they did. They worked on this for months to be ready to do it. And frankly, you look at their own experience, a larger county, it's going to take way too long to count this stuff, and it takes way too many volunteers. And I'm glad they did it. And the reason I am is I'm sick of the Texas Secretary of State's office basically being put in the position by their elections division, by the legislature, forcing us into these joint primaries and making us hire government to run our own elections, and we just lose more and more control over the party. We don't have those great positions that people used to volunteer for that they felt so much pride in every 2 years helping the party run the elections and all. I don't like it. So I'm glad they did this. But I want those of you who labor under some kind of idea that counting ballots by hand is more secure. I mean, you're just demonstrating that like liberals, you don't know that anything happened before yesterday. Stuffing hand-counted ballots and manipulating hand-counted ballots for cheating has gone on since there's been elections. Check your history books on Lyndon Baines Johnson and how he got in office and stayed in office, my friends. Nothing special or more secure about hand-done ballots.
It's the talk of Texas. Proud on Texas.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
As incredible as it may sound, you can have great fun and create wonderful memories while going to the dentist. Our official dentist, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga, provides the highest level of service and quality possible in beautiful Costa Rica, a world center for dentistry. It's also a world center for tourism, from volcanoes and rainforests to Atlantic and Pacific side beaches. For top dental service technology and amazingly affordable prices, click the DentoCare banner at PrattonTexas.com. Having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Federal investigators blame human error for a deadly natural gas explosion.
We all remember where we were that morning.
We could actually see the smoke from our farm here, which is close to 20 miles away.
I just heard a big boom. The tile plow ruptured into the pipeline. Once the gas got through the intakes of the tractors is when it ignited. I started running as fast as I could. The ground literally started erupting from my feet.
Watch the rest of the story at 3secondslater.org. And remember, Farm Safe starts with 811.
Brett believes, school or not, the only thing that'll stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Now, here's a good guy with a gun. Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. There's a story that came out earlier this week, you know, all this stuff where the Dallas city manager, T.C. Broadnax, was resigned. He resigned, and he did a deal with council members to all get it where he gets a huge payoff and kept the mayor in the dark. You know, they're all mad because the mayor is a black man, and he switched to being a Republican there in Dallas. And they're still, this Broadnax guy, Dallas has been an absolute failure in being able to fix its police department and recruit enough police officers and these kind of things. And the mayor's not been happy with it. A lot of people haven't been happy with it. Broadnax has been the city manager. What happens? We find out that Austin has selected him as a finalist, and apparently behind the scenes, he's been lobbying for the job in Austin. Austin selects him as a finalist, you know, one of their, they're going to look at for their city manager job. Now, what's the problem in Austin? The exact same things, but worse, that this guy couldn't get done after several years and a lot of money being spent in Dallas. And all it proves is that left-wing liberals are utterly incompetent at governing. They don't care about results. What they care about is their identity politics, and that trumps performance. Black man liberal. We're going to put him in the mix. Why would you? And this guy, enough said. It pretty well explains itself, ladies and gentlemen. It shows you why Austin is in such bad shape, and Mayor Kirk Watson ought to know better. But again, he's a lefty liberal too. He just has a little more sense than some of the other ones down there do. Today in Texas history, in 1836, the 7th of March, day after the Alamo fell, Mexican General Santa Anna wrote a letter of warning, a threat to Sam Houston. Sent the letter with two survivors from the Alamo, Susanna Dickinson and her daughter Angelina. They took the letter to Sam Houston on behalf of the dictator, the murderous dictator, Santa Anna. That was March 7th in Texas history, 1836. In 1901, the legislature proclaimed the bluebonnet as the state flower. In the 30s, for our centennial, the state began a beautification program and scattered bluebonnet seed all over the roadways and extended the range of the flower. And in 1901. In 1927, a Texas law authored and passed by Texas Democrats who ran the whole show that banned black people from voting was ruled unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court. Remember, they had a whites-only primary, too. That was all in that. That was the case. The whites-only Democrat Party primary. And yet these people have been fooled into thinking that Republicans, the party formed for civil rights and to end slavery, were responsible for all this stuff and still are. It's just crazy. Shows you how many of these people sold their entire souls out for political power, too, because they know that a lot of them know the truth. I mean, there are stupid ones that don't know the truth, but most of them do. Earthquake, 101 years ago today, an earthquake struck El Paso, and it resulted in the only death associated with the Texas quake, but actually, the death was in an old mud adobe house in Juarez across the border, and it collapsed on a man and killed him. We get earthquakes, more than 100 recorded. Well, we get a lot of earthquakes. Many have hit West Texas in the panhandle. 1929, one destroyed the hotel in Lobo in Culberson County. Largest quake to shake Texas hit Valentine in Jeff Davis County in 1931. It was 6.0 on the Richter scale. We had one in Seguin in 1847. Creedmoor, 1902, bigger ones. Hempstead, 1910. Mahia-Wortham in 1932. 1995, we had a 5.7, the second largest that rocked Alpine. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by our friends at Hub City Title, Lubbock's local title company with over 220 years of combined experience. Reliable and responsive with fast turnaround from Hub City Title's in-house title examiners. HubCityTitle.com, Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. If you're in Lubbock, use them, my friends. Comptroller Hager is out with the local sales tax remittances back to municipalities that collect sales tax. It was 2.2% less than in March of 2023 in aggregate. Here's a look at the top 20 and then some regional cities in western Texas. Houston was down almost 2.5%. San Antonio down 6%. Dallas down 40.5%. Austin down 3%. Fort Worth down almost 24%. Arlington down only 1.5%. Frisco was up 0.5%. El Paso was up 2.19%. Plano was down 13.7%. Round Rock down 3%. Lubbock was up 2.4%. Amarillo up just under 0.2%. McAllen was up 5.5%. Irving up 36%. You notice these differences? Fort Worth down 23.7%, but Irving up 36%. You see these differences there. It's very interesting. Corpus Christi up almost 3.5%. McKinney, though, falls 62%. Interestingly, Frisco was still on the positive side, up 0.5%, but McKinney dropped 62%. Grand Prairie dropped 15.3%. Midland was down 11.5%. Sugar Land up 6.2%. Odessa down 16.3%. Wichita Falls was up 4.5%. San Angelo was up 5.4%. Abilene, remember last week we had this massive, one of these giant fall-off numbers, and I said there's got to be something in the reporting error or some big chunks of money that didn't get reported in the right term, and that seems to be right because Abilene had that huge fall last month. You know what it is this time? It's up 79%. So some kind of money that's supposed to get remitted in a certain way from some big retailers or something got mixed up around in there because Abilene up 79% after that massive, shocking fall off in last month's sales tax report. There's an all-hands effort underway to help ranchers and their cattle and animals and things devastated by the wildfires in the Panhandle. I mean, this major ranch country. Lee Wells, a rancher in North Dallas area, he spoke to Fox News about it. He's had his own tragedy like this, and he had a 501c3 nonprofit already set up to do this, and he's spending all his time coordinating grains and all kinds of things, getting to these people. He's working with Northeast Texas Farmers Co-op and Sulphur Springs, and they're shipping. They've already shipped tons of stuff, and he's working on it. It's all this volunteer work. The Rancher Navy's another one that works in the country. Morgan Broom, they've sent 40,000 bales of hay for the cattle from all over the Midwest and really all over, even Kentucky and California. And they say about 600 structures were destroyed in the wildfires. The Smokehouse Creek fire is now 74% contained. The Windy Deuce fire now 89% contained. Now, I told you last week, before you saw it in all the media, that there was an SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, filing that was required since they're a publicly traded company, potential litigation against XL. And what it does is it alleges they started the fire, the big one, the record-setting one, Smokehouse Creek fire. And they now have sent out a statement acknowledging that its facilities appear to have been involved in an ignition of the Smokehouse Creek fire. I love how the lawyers put it. Our facilities appear to have been involved in an ignition of the Smokehouse Creek fire. Of course, you know, They claim they didn't have anything to do with the Windy Deuce fire. Okay, whatever. XL has a bunch of lawsuits already from Colorado where they are said that one that killed people and destroyed 1,100 homes in 2021 was caused by them. They deny that was their problem there. My big thing about XL is the Minneapolis base, not the people in Amarillo and Lubbock, the Southwestern Public Service Company. That's still actually the name of the operation in New Mexico and Texas, but they're a big climate change backer. I mean, they're always putting out press releases. I get them all, you know, they're all going to do all this for the climate change and all this, and we're going to shut the coal plant down at Tolk Station. We're going to convert it. We're going to do all this other. What do you bet one wildfire put more pollutants in the atmosphere than several hundred years of a modern, properly scrubbed coal plant does. But see, there's no logic in any of this. Maybe Xcel ought to spend its time putting its money into infrastructure and keeping lines and poles and stuff in good repair, and I'm sure they do some of that, but maybe they ought to do a lot more of that and a lot less of promoting this leftist climate change BS that they've been promoting for years.
Stay in the saddle. Pratt on Texas will be right back.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
My first visit to our official dentist, Dr. Silvia Zuniga in Costa Rica, was for a last-minute dental emergency for which my best quote was more than double what our entire trip cost, including airfare, hotels, dining, everything. I had the same emergency items done and ended up having my old metal fillings replaced too. Isabel did the same. All of it cost us less than half of local quotes for just the crowns I had needed. Learn more about dental care. Click the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even turn into a fun vacation.
Working to save Texas from the uninformed and the left. It's your voice of Texas, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. We get into the more of the primary election wrap-up. We got a lot of runoffs coming. And, you know, advocating for and supporting homosexuality is just at the absolute center, not just nationally, but the Texas Democratic Party now. And that plays into some of the more important races in a big statehouse race that they have going to a runoff. We got a lot of other things. Governor getting involved with some runoff, another runoff endorsement in the GOP runoffs today. A lot in that stack. Before I pull the entire stack out and start going through it, let me remind you what a great time we had. And I don't want you to miss 33 AD, a very well-written and very thought-provoking play from our friend Chip Polk. Glenn Polk is a professional actor, and it's all at the Ragtown Gospel Theater. The 2024 season is here. This is the last weekend on Saturday at 3 o'clock. All shows are Saturdays at 3 o'clock. That was the premiere of 33 AD. We were there, really did enjoy it. And you can go to ragtown.com, learn all about it, get your seats reserved, and you can get there and pay when you get there, whatever. Do groups, take a group, folks, take people from your church. It's always about midway through their run of a particular play, and this one runs through Saturday the 20th of April, the eve of San Jacinto Day, it starts getting very full. It is a big theater, very comfortable, very modern. You'll love it, but you need to get in there now. Don't wait till it's always the regular groups coming out and filling it up. It is a first-class run operation, folks. You're going to love it. It's only $22 each. Children and youth, that includes up to college age, they're, you know, with mom and dad going $10, and veterans and active duty military folks are free. Ragtown.com, RAGTOWN.com. It's a beautiful place overlooking under the rim of the Caprock, overlooking it's a beautiful view in every direction from there. You know, they had a wildfire came within a few feet and then just stopped and turned. God save that theater a few years back. And it is so nice, and I want you to get there this Saturday or next Saturday, but get in and get your reservations made. Ragtown.com. It's very easy. It's very affordable. You're going to love it. Shows are 3 p.m. on Saturdays. And this 33 AD, I really did like. I was very impressed with Chip's playwriting in that. I mean, the story and the putting it together. And it was wonderful. It's sort of like he said, I told you earlier, you know, he was right. All this world, everything's wrong, everything's attacking our faith, just stress at home, everything. You know, everywhere we turn, and yet while we were there, everything was okay. We took some friends, and it was right. Everything was okay. It was wonderful. So get to the Ragtown Theater this week, ragtown.com. All right, now, let's get into the big political stack. Abbott making an endorsement today for the former Trump spokesperson, you know, Katrina Pearson. This is the House District, Texas House District 33 race, where we're in a runoff there. And that runoff is against Justin Holland, who has turned on us. I mean, he's turned on us on gun rights and everything. He's very arrogant, and he's awful, awful, awful. There were a bunch of people running in this. He only got 38.7% of the vote. Katrina Pearson got 39.4%. Dennis London obtained 21.6% of the vote in that race. Goes to a runoff. Governor Abbott coming out today saying Katrina Pearson is a proven, battle-tested conservative who'll never stop fighting for the conservative values that help make Texas the land of freedom and opportunity. And he says, I know Katrina will work with me to secure our border and put Texas on a pathway to eliminate property taxes for all Texans. Proud to support Katrina. And look, everybody, it's anybody that knows anything except the little aristocracy of rhinos down there wants Justin Holland gone. I'll guarantee you some of his opponents want, I mean, some of his colleagues that club around with him want him gone. He needs to be gone in that race. Abbott endorsed five who won their open seats in the primaries. I went over a lot of these incumbents yesterday, but House districts, HD6, Daniel Alders, HD14, Paul Dyson, HD56, Pat Curry, HD80, Don McLaughlin, and up in the Amarillo area, HD87, the conservative Caroline Fairley. And she won that handily, even though there were a lot of folks in that race. And, of course, there were these challengers that took on incumbents in one, Brent Money in HD2, Joanne Schaffner in 11, Janice Holt in 18, Hillary Hickland in 55, Mike Olcott in 60, and Mark LaHood in 121. By the way, Glenn Rogers in 60, he's had a complete, I told you from the day he first ran that he was not fit for the job. And I said he was, and I read, you know where I got it all? I read his opening statement. I read it on the air back then when he first ran. Remember that district for redistricting came up right to Abilene, came up Callahan County and all of that. This man has one of these, he's arrogant and he thinks he's better than everybody. And somebody that's trained in language and understands the political language and just language. I knew it right then. And I told you from his opening overly long press release that this man is a rhino and he's got problems with arrogance. And he does. Oh, folks, he fell apart in this thing as it got tight, and he got trounced. And you ought to see his statements. What an angry, little, nasty man he appears to be from his statements about all this. Governor Abbott's a liar. Everybody's a liar. Everybody but him's wrong in the world, and we'll learn later on. No, what we're going to learn is you're going home. You're not going to be a state rep anymore. And that's a good thing to get rid of Glenn Rogers in that district. But I'm telling you, you know, I read these all over the state. I don't believe I have ever seen at a state house level any kind of statement put out or comments like that. What an angry little man who's so full of himself that he can't even handle it. I mean, it's one, yeah, I get being mad and being upset. You can't always just be fully magnanimous, but most everybody figures out a way to do it. Not Glenn Rogers. Oh, no, not at all. Paxton, one of those races we won and defeated an incumbent who is Kronda Timmish. Now, she's conservative in some things, all right? HD 65, it's southern Denton County. And there has been a tremendous, I don't know how to put it, but Timmish has been sort of under attack the whole time she's been in office. The guy who ran against her, I talked about this a few months ago, was her former campaign treasurer the first time she ran. She ran as a full-throated conservative, then does like all these guys, a lot of them do. They go down there and they start making deals because they want to be important. They make deals with people that don't have their interest or conservatives' interest at heart. And she started making people very angry. And then when it just came to all this stuff, Little is his name, a lawyer, Mitch Little, you saw him as an attorney on the Paxton side, defending Paxton as a professional attorney in the impeachment hearings. And he was very, very good. He was formerly her treasurer, and he just has had enough, like many people in that district, and he won, and he beat her. I mean, he won this deal, took her on very tight margin, fewer than 300 votes, according to all precincts reporting. So, you know, you got ballot board now looking at provisionals and all that, but that's enough to keep it up. He lives in Louisville, partner in the Frisco law firm of Sheaf and Stone. Mitch Little picked that up, and that's just one of those things where, you know, I'm told all the time, doesn't matter what somebody that I was a friend of or whatever does in Austin, they can sell us all out, but I'm supposed to be loyal. I mean, they're friends, Robert. I mean, my, we might go out to steak with them down in the Capitol. We're going to have a cigar. I don't give a damn. I mean, this, you know, you people need to grow up and quit acting like you're in your some little high school club. And I'm proud of Mitch Little because this was very hard for him to do. I read an interview with him some time ago about this decision. But he made the decision because of what he believes is right and what we need. And we need more people willing to worry about how people are going to vote in Austin instead of whether they're our neighbor down the street. Maybe their kids played Little League with ours. That's a silly reason to vote for somebody.
It's time for Pratt to breathe. Pratt on Texas returns in a moment.
Judson Eddins of Eddins Furniture, located at 19th and Avenue N in downtown Lubbock. Home of the buy one, get one free recliner special starting at $5.99. Bring your dreams and imagination for your home, and we'll take care of the rest with affordable prices and fast delivery. Let our friendly staff help you pick out the furniture that you've been dreaming of. Family-owned and operated for 2.5 decades. Come to Eddins Furniture, 19th and Avenue N in Lubbock, and check out our website at eddinsfurniture.com.
Shop with Judson Eddins. He's one of us.
It's an Abilene Sunday tradition. Mouth-watering fried chicken and chicken fried steak. Fabulous veggies served family style with yeast rolls and unbeatable homemade desserts. All from Pratt's favorite, Bell's Chicken Dinner House at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene. Bell's Chicken Dinner House serves you fantastic fresh food every Thursday through Saturday for lunch and dinner. And on Sunday, it's the perfect traditional after-church lunch. The catfish is fantastic, too. Visit Bell's Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
The Lubbock Sportsman's Club is a leading promoter of wildlife conservation, outdoor education, and hunter advocacy across West Texas. If you want to help Lubbock Sportsman's Club achieve its mission to conserve wildlife and wilderness lands, to educate youth and the general public, and to promote and protect the rights and interests of hunters in the West Texas area and worldwide, you're invited to take part by simply coming to the club's meetings. Learn more about the great work done for conservation and hunting at lubbocksportsman.com and listen here for chapter meeting announcements.
Now a man once declared a registered dead conservative by Rush Limbaugh. Here's your host, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. You know, the Democrats have tried to shame Republicans forever that y'all are just held captive to the pro-life movement. That's right. And I'm so proud of that. Anything that we're doing that is to do what God would have us to do, there's nothing embarrassing about that. And that's a good thing. What? How would you be embarrassed to say we're part of a movement? And that's central to our party, that is to preserve innocent life. Well, the Democratic Party finds itself now being in the hands of the homosexual lobby. And in the beginning, it was the just equal rights under the law homosexual. But of course, now it's become the complete advocacy for utter total degeneracy. The transsexual stuff, changing children, and all of this other kind of stuff. And that's central to one of the big fights in the Democratic Party in Texas now. Sean Tierney, if you'll remember, she's the black state rep who voted against, voted after, she didn't just listen to her lobby. She went and looked at the stuff in the legislative session that was being shown about these books that were in school libraries that were the kind of stuff that used to be illegal. I mean, just pure pornography with homosexual sex in them. And she saw this stuff really was in the library, and she voted with the Republicans to get rid of that stuff. And also on this mutilating children to pretend to change their sex. Well, the Democratic Party has come after her in a big way. Now, her district is heavily black, and she says my point of view is far in line with more with black voters than, and they're socially conservative than, quote, white progressives, who said they only represent a sliver of Democrats. Doesn't matter, it's where the money's coming from. So they went after her. They went after a big, and they all there were a bunch of people filed, but they all coalesced around a labor union organizer, of course, Lauren Ashley Simmons, down there in the Houston area, in Houston. And that's pushed into a runoff race. And the whole Democrat establishment's come out after, except there's some locals in Texas that have stood with her. Now, Simmons, of course, her opponent's got the labor union endorsements and Planned Parenthood, the baby killers, and the Houston Homosexual Political Caucus and all that. Democrat reps Jessica Gonzalez, Julie Johnson, and Anna Maria Ramos backed this woman, too. But Garvin Hawkins, another black lady, Nicole Collier, they endorsed Terry. Those others are lesbians that backed this other challenger. And do you know that she simply, Terry, in a debate, pointed that out when it was going on? And they said, what do you mean, the ones that are back, the colleagues that are against me? I think she said the gays or the lesbians. Do you know that the Houston Chronicle tried to blow that up into a story that said she was slurring homosexuals and stuff? That's all she pointed out, was that the members that went against her in this race were homosexuals. And they tried to make her sound like some kind of Hitlerian Nazi. And that's just how dishonest the Chronicle is. But this is the center of the Democratic Party these days. And you got the same stuff going on. Hispanic lesbian running in the sheriff, the former sheriff from years ago. Remember, she ran that failed campaign for Governor Lupe Valdez. Her big claim to fame is that she's a lesbian. It's in every story. That was when she first ran. Big deal. You know, so she's a Hispanic woman. She runs again and makes the runoff against the current sheriff, who I don't think is a lesbian. I don't know. I haven't seen, but the current sheriff is a black woman. So, you know, it's all this identity politics. See, and here's the problem. I mean, Brown, who's the current sheriff, Marion Brown in Dallas County, 42%. Valdez came in at 38%. They're going to a runoff. And what's this race going to be? Well, they're both minority women, but Valdez, she ticks that lesbian box, and we're beholden to the homosexual movement now. You don't kid yourself with some of the fundraising. That's exactly where that's going to come from. Now, I told you a lot about this effort to destroy John Devine, and I can't believe how many Republicans in my own town and other places fell for the stuff that was being put out and sent out about John Devine. Big piece in the Austin Statesman, Texas Supreme Court Justice John Devine survives GOP primary challenge with 50.4% of votes. He survived a bitterly contentious Republican primary challenge by less than one percentage point, capping a race in which a series of revelations about Devine's ethical missteps, that sounds bad, doesn't it, absenteeism and history of anti-abortion activism cast a cloud. This is why they were after him, folks. I tried to tell you this. This man was endorsed in this race by the big left wing, admittedly, openly far. His opponent was endorsed by the biggest leftist newspapers in the state, the biggest left wing people. And why? You read the story. You know what disqualifies him? Well, he's pro-life. And all before he even got in politics, he was an anti-abortion activist. That disqualifies him. Oh, I know a lot of people bought in this. Well, he didn't recuse himself from a sex abuse case in 2022. But he didn't need to recuse himself from that. It had nothing to do with it. Former law partner. This going way back. He has no financial interest in the firm. He had nothing to do. It's just silly. Anyway, this Walker guy, folks, I mean, you know, for example, when they're still trying to tell you Devine's a terrible guy, here's part of the reason. He's been a controversial figure. Why? Because he's an open conservative, folks. And that's what the stories are about. Here's quoting from the Statesman. After the court denied a Dallas woman's request for an emergency abortion of a non-viable fetus, this is a lie, folks, a lie. In December, a 2012 video surfaced showing Devine enthusiastically telling a crowd of supporters for his first Supreme Court run that he was arrested 37 times for rescuing women at abortion clinics. He was a protester. Now, they say he voted against a woman. See, that's what they're telling you, and that's what Biden's going to tell you in this State of the Union, the State of the Disunion. Texas Alliance for Life put out a statement condemning Biden's attempt to further the pro-abortion misinformation campaign about Texas pro-life laws by inviting this woman, Kate Cox, to the State of the Union tonight. She's the one that wanted the court order to abort her child. Remember, in the court opinion, The Supreme Court noted that Cox's physician, quote, asked a court to pre-authorize the abortion, yet she could not, or at least did not, attest to the court that Ms. Cox's condition posed the risks the exception requires. The court described the exception as a life-threatening condition during pregnancy, raising the necessity for an abortion to save her life or to prevent impairment of a major bodily function. Every unborn child, regardless of its diagnosis, is valuable and worthy of protection. It is deeply concerning that Biden would use Ms. Cox's unfortunate situation to advance a narrative that undermines the sanctity of life and disregards the laws of Texas, said Amy O'Donnell at Texans for Alliance for Life. Yeah, and he's going to do all that, and he's going to have her up. They lie. They lied in this story. Oh, it was a non-viable fetus. That's not true. Had a diagnosis of something. Anyway, they keep on going on about all this and Devine, and they say, well, and the other one, he skipped 60% of oral arguments in September. But he's the only one who had a primary opponent. He's out campaigning. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. All this stuff's done in written briefs. Oral arguments are just to ask clarifying questions. And if you can submit them to one of your colleagues and they'll ask them, and you watch it all later, it's irrelevant. He's the only one that they kept talking about. Oh, he missed only during this campaign because he's the only one that had a big person running against him. And who ran against him? Brian Walker. Who's he? Fort Worth Second Court of Appeals. His father, Scott Walker's on the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. This was an insider political deal because Devine has long been considered one of the most conservative voices on the Supreme Court. That's why, and this Walker guy was endorsed by the Dallas Morning News editorial board, Houston Chronicle, and San Antonio Express News, the far-left editorial boards. And yet, Republicans all over this state fell for this deal. Though they hate Devine because he's a real conservative. He doesn't just talk, he walks the walk. He won, barely. I'm glad to maybe help play a tiny role in that, but I'm just shocked at how many people just fell for this, not realizing what was going on behind the scenes and who was backing his opponent. Don't forget to get your tickets to go to the Ragtown Gospel Theater, ragtown.com. The time has got me. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.